Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from our meteorologist Pat Pagano calls for a sunny day today, mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny, 65 to 70. On Saturday, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. On Sunday, clouds and spotty showers, 70 to 75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Well, Election Day isn't that far away. Registration is available on Election Day in Connecticut. Last day to register to vote before the November 8th election was Tuesday, November 1st. But in Connecticut, eligible persons may register and vote on Election Day. People can register from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're in line at the EDR site at 8 p.m., you can remain in line to complete your registration and vote. You'll need proof of identity and residency. In Sharon, a couple of events that happened at different meetings. Sharon has examined its future of health department in a story at tricornernews.com, with both officials in the town health department planning to leave their post by April of 2023. The Board of Selectmen, at its regular meeting on Tuesday, looked ahead to how the work at office might be handled in the future. Attending that meeting was Health Department Sanitarian Jamie Casey, who suggested to the selectmen that the town consider becoming a member of the Housatonic Valley Health District rather than maintaining its own health department. Casey indicated that the town's health director, Michael Crespin, also plans to leave his post on April 30th in 2023. He presently serves on the HVHD board. Now, meanwhile, Sharon voters gave approval to a couple of different projects during a town meeting. The town meeting to decide whether to approve a proposal by Comcast has been put off and will be held on Thursday, November 10th. The scheduled town meeting was held, though, on Friday, October 28th for the other items at Sharon Center School. About 25 or 30 residents at the town meeting voted unanimously to approve spending $105,000 from the capital non-recurring account to fund phase two of the Green Rehabilitation Project. The second action, also approved unanimously by voters, cleared the way for spending $410,400 to purchase two town trucks, using $150,000 from the town's equipment account and the balance to come from undesignated funds. Both actions had received prior approval from the Board of Finance. Well, the vote for bear feeding or not in North Canaan was held during a brief town meeting on Monday, October 24th. Residents voted to adopt a new ordinance prohibiting the attracting and feeding of black bears. All but one of the residents at the meeting voted to enact. Brian Allen was elected to serve as moderator for the town meeting. The ordinance seeks to discourage intentional placing of food that would entice, attract, and then habit bears to a property seen by town officials as endangering the safety of residents. The ordinance also extends to cover unsecured storage of pet food, birdseed, garbage, or any other items that might entice bears to visit a property. Enforcement includes a fine of up to $250, the first offense after a warning, with fees increasing by $100 for each subsequent offense. In the town of Northeast, taxes are up, but the tax rate's down. From Tri-Corner News, the Town of Northeast Board unanimously approved a preliminary budget for 2023 at its last meeting. The details, spread out over 14 pages, are available to the public on the town's website and at Town Hall. The town supervisor and the bookkeeper, who keeps track of the budget for the town, explained the town's complex budget picture. Northeast property tax burden paid by taxpayers in 2023 rises over 2022 taxes from $2.9 million to $3.2, an increase of 9.3% in line with the current rate of inflation. Total projected spending increases to 4.4%, with the difference between spending and taxes funded by revenues of $448,000 and a 22.5% increase over 2022 in the use of the fund balance. Out of Millerton, donations are needed for the Little Free Grocery at the Northeast Millerton Library, as the original funding has now run out. The program is in addition to the Tiny Library Food Pantry on Main Street and provides free groceries and household items. Patrons can order online at anymillertonlibrary.org or by phone at 518-789-3340. Pick up at the library at 75 Main Street. There's no cost or library card required. Special orders may be requested in addition to those for the following, like pasta, soup, sauce, cookies, cereals, oatmeal, tea, coffee, tea, paper towels, napkins, sanitizers, disposable masks, and more. You can donate online or send a check to Northeast Millerton Library, P.O. Box 786, Millerton, New York, 12546. taking a look at some different events that are going on in and around our tri-state region for today and tomorrow. In Sharon, there's a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock. The Board of Selectmen will hold that public hearing on the petition submitted for speed humps to be installed on Hilltop Road. The hearing will be held at Sharon Town Hall. At the hearing, interested persons can be heard or bring written communication. In Cornwall, the town report vote will come up tomorrow at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting today at 4 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board and Ashley Falls Historic District Commission have a virtual meeting that is set for today at 9:30 this morning. The Congregational Church of Salisbury is presenting its monthly midday music and meditation on Friday from 12 to 12:30 at Main Street in Salisbury. Falls Village Scholarship Association is hosting bingo after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. That'll be held Friday at 7 p.m. at the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. Meanwhile, the Bunko fundraiser at the Sharon Fire Department, put on by the Ladies Auxiliary, will be held Friday. Doors open at 6:30. Playing begins at 7 p.m. Questions or more information, 860-364-0486 or 860-364-0292. All Saints of America Orthodox Church is again holding its winter clothing drive. The actual clothing drive to give clothing away will be taking place on Saturday from 9 till 2 at the church, which is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. Midday magic and meditation at the Salisbury United Congregational Church, once again, is from 12 to 12:30, and that is happening on Friday. Taking a look at some other things going on in our area, the Grumbling Griffins Drama Workshop happens at the Cornwall Library Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Contact the library for more information. An Arts and Crafts Festival at Berkshire South Community Center happens on Saturday at 15 Crissy Road. Rain will move the event indoors. It happens from 11 till 3. The market features contemporary artisans and more. Midnight Anthem will provide live music from 11:30 till 2:30. More information at berkshiresouth.org/artscrafts. Fish and Lowe's Food Pantry, supporting families in need in North Canaan, will hold a cupcake benefit on Saturday, November 5th. The location will be at the Pilgrim House, 30 Grevin Avenue in North Canaan. The Smithfield Church on Saturday will present the Bang Family Concert at 4 p.m. More information at 518-598-8276. Veteran Storytelling Workshop is live at the Ankrum Opera House on Friday from 3 until 5 p.m. More information available at their website. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum has a spotlight exhibit, The Life of Charcoal Annie. Now, the opening of that event, an opening reception for the public invited free of charge, will be on Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. More information is available at the museum itself. And the Taconic Grange in Sharon is having their square dance and contra dance on Saturday. The square dance contra dance on Saturday will run from 7 till 9 p.m. More information at 860-364-5373. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you feature a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the day off at 32,147.76, the NASDAQ at 10,524.80, and the S&P 500 at 3759.69. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.